And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's a really good thing we shut the mics off during the breaks. But anyway, we are back, and we were having a discussion about the origin of balsamic vinegar.
You didn't think it could get any better than this,
right,
did you?
Right, exactly.
And, so, you know, in Randy's in our defense, as silly as that sounds, what he said, I wouldn't know about all this if Randy wouldn't have went into your store in Rockford and come back and told me, hey, this is going to sound crazy, but, yeah. And I go, yeah, sorry, man, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
And
you said, what grilling guy goes in his backyard with a little bottle of vinegar and, yeah, and creates, right? Yeah. Everyone should.
That's the answer. Good.
Right. Yeah. Everyone should. That's the case. So we talked about the origin, but and then you said we just got into talking a little bit about the how to infuse flavors into the balsamics. Let's dive into a little more of that, and then what flavors are out there?
Sure. So where do we want to start? Flavors?
Yeah. I mean, so you just said they get the base of all the flavors
and add juices.
Is an 18-year balsamic. Now, you got some of them that are white,
yep,
and some of them that are red. What's the difference between white and red?
The grape.
Okay, simple.
Yep, very right? Simple.
And the whites aren't necessarily going to be 18-year either.
Correct. So okay, the whites are inherently going to be more tart. They are not aged. They don't go through that process where it creates its own natural sugar like the reds do.
Okay.
So,
yeah, because that 18 years, it's sweet.
It is.
I mean, that's the beauty of it.
Especially if you reduce it or let it reduce.
Yeah.
And
right,
it concentrates those flavors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's good to know, too, that all the sugar in the balsamics are naturally occurring. So there isn't any additive to any of the balsamics that we serve. They're all natural. There's nothing extra added. So that sugar that you taste is just true sugar, natural sugar.
Okay. So then what we start with this. Let's set the whites aside because the reds are where the magic is. They just impart so much flavor. So we've got this 18-year. It comes out of a barrel. It's like, here I am. I'm a balsamic. And then to make it even better, you'll put some flavors in it.
Yep.
So are they all citrus? Are they all fruit? Where
good
do we go
question
there?
Good question. So they're not all citrus and fruit. We have some very savory ones as well. We have a thyme balsamic, which is delicious, especially, you know, this time of year. You're coming up with Easter and
espresso.
Espresso is one of my personal favorites. We
teriyaki.
Have, yeah, teriyaki. We're rolling out a couple new things, which are going to be out about soon. We have a watermelon rosé, which is a newer flavor that
I'm going to love
you
that
serve
one.
That by the glass? Or?
Well,
I'm love that
it's
one.
Funny you should ask.
Is it pink?
It is pink. It's a rose-ish color. But the cool thing about this one is you can use it as a spritzer. You can put it in your cocktails. You can reduce that down.
The watermelon's huge.
I love watermelon. That is one of my favorite
fruits.
Like
watermelon gummies.
And yes, yeah, anything watermelon.
I think
is
I saw some of those recently.
Perfect.
Right. Just a thought.
So then what? We're going to talk later in the show about what we do with these, okay? But so I've just heard some really interesting flavors. Teriyaki, way off the chart from any fruit. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you've got watermelon, which is more of a garden fruit than it is a tree or a
right,
berry. Interesting. So,
I have not tried the teriyaki. You gave me a bottle.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
My daughter stole it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Because every time she comes up, she makes me promise to take her down to your shop. And then when I try and pin her down to a date, she goes, no, we have to tomorrow. I'm blah, 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 blah. And then they're leaving. And it's like, well, next time.
And she steals
same thing
your
with Sobeys.
Supply.
She wants to go to Sobeys, too.
Yeah.
And I was like,
well.
Yep. You got to give me some time.
Right.
Right.
But anyway, so then these balsamics, I have with a beautiful relationship with a company called Old World Olive Company, where I've afforded several balsamics and oils at my house. I tend to use more oil than balsamic, and I'd like to change that. Mm-hmm. So I'm.
Well, time out.
I'm not.
Is that normal?
You know, it depends on the person because I tend to use more balsamic than I do oil.
Oh, because I'm with him. I use three times the oil that I use balsamic.
Okay.
And I think it's because a lack of confidence. I don't know what I'm doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And just so I kind of steer away because
sure,
of that. And oil's oil, man. I'm lubricating something when I put it on the grill every time,
right?
And you know,
even if it's that beer in your hand,
right? You know, and we'll get into the oils in the next segment because I don't want to jump ahead too far. But I want to stick no pun intended, I want to stick on this balsamic, is tell me some things that you can do with that.
And to go with that, why is it we only use balsamics when we're using oils? I mean, what could you use balsamics for that are non-traditional, that are regularly used? Because I don't do that.
So we were just starting to tap on the watermelon rosé. It makes a great cocktail, guys. It is delicious in a cocktail.
So explain it to me. What's the recipe?
So, you know, I just kind of make this up as I go. I think any person that cooks, any chef just kind of doesn't really have a nailed down recipe. It's just kind of a template. So what I do is I'll use a sparkling water, and then I'll throw a little watermelon rosé in there. Sometimes I'll take some fresh watermelon and puree that up so it's got a nice chunky flavor. You could use some sweetener like a agave or a honey if you wanted it to be a little bit sweeter. I like stuff a touch on the tart side. So for me, what I make that combination up and I throw, you know, the watermelon in there, grind all that up.
So you could put alcohol in or not.
Absolutely. You could make this for your kids in it. You know, balsamic is a natural probiotic. It's naturally good for you. It's good for your digestion. You know, we spoke
gut
earlier.
Health.
Gut health. It truly is.
Man,
so,
do I got a lot of room
on
for
my
healthy.
Left hand.
Yeah, easier on your left hand. You can shake with your left in the shaker. Right, Bob?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got a lot of room for gut health, so we're good. So then what about on I want to talk about something where you don't even have oil. Mm-hmm. What am I going to use a balsamic on?
Right.
It's in a drink. That's one. Is there meat? Is there vegetables? Where do I go with this? And what flavors do you think are good?
I could even see like what my wife used to do and the girls used to do is they would bake a vanilla cake or something like that and they would drizzle something over it. I could see that espresso.
Yes.
Or on tiramisu or anything like that.
The espresso is, in my opinion, one of the most overlooked flavors.
Shocking.
Yes, it is. It has a coffee-ish taste, but it's not super strong. So if you're not a huge coffee person, this one still may not offend you.
And it does not work with salad, I can tell you
that. It does not. You know, I look at espresso as you can use that in a mole sauce. You can use it if you're making ribs. Mm-hmm. Maybe your next ribs will turn out better. I don't know.
It won't be as salty, I'm going to tell you that.
It won't be as salty. Yeah, it'll be a little sweeter. But there are all sorts of uses. My favorite with espresso is to use it as a dessert topper. So you can put it on ice cream. It's delicious on ice cream. If you're trying to watch your weight a little bit, I'll use Greek yogurt. Just get a plain vanilla Greek yogurt, drizzle some espresso on top, throw some raspberries or whatever your fruit of choice is.
So I bet your watermelon would be good on ice cream,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe heavy whipped cream.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can grill fruit with it.
There
grill
you go.
Some peaches.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, there you
There's
go.
There's where we're missing it.
Right, is you can just...
We used to remember that.
Right. Yeah.
Back in the day.
One of us got a head injury. The other one just can't remember anything. So, you know, that's how that goes. But anyway, okay, so... Wow, very cool. So what other flavors are there?
Wow, so where do we start? We have Neapolitan herb, which is, if you're a Tuscan herb oil fan, that's our best-selling oil. A lot of people love that. This is that sort of flavor in a balsamic. That you can use on just about everything. It is great
on a salad.
It's great if you want to marinate steak or chicken or pork.
Well, I'm thinking I just boiled down a bunch of tomatoes that were overripe.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I wanted to – I love homemade tomato sauce. I'm thinking a little bit of that might be really good for that tomato sauce.
Absolutely.
When you're making your own pizza sauce maybe or tomato sauce.
Zip it up a little bit. Yeah, yeah, you bet.
Yeah. Throw a little basil oil in there with it.
There.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. So, well, that's cool. So the Tuscan is the most popular one. What are the next couple?
So Tuscan's an oil.
Oh, excuse me. I thought.
But Neapolitan herb. We got off track.
Excuse me.
We got off
track
a little. Neapolitan herb is a great one. I would say after that, Sicilian lemon is a very non-offensive. It's a little bit sweet, but yet it's tart. You can use that on just about anything. It's great for seafood. Mm. Sear your scallops in it. Gets a nice little caramely texture on the back of your scallops when you flip them.
Wow.
Good.
Gosh, what else do we have, Corey? Strawberry.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
Listen, we have another segment to do. Let's hit some oils when
right,
we come
exactly.
back.
Right, exactly. And then we'll talk about putting them together. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Non-stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.